Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about Winterfest coming up this Saturday, once again, from the Hale Area Association, Don McDonald. How are you today, Don?
Great, Kevin. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, my friend. Thank you very much. Well, the days are counting down to Winterfest, and hey, it looks like it's going to be a great day on Saturday for a lot of great events, and we're going to talk about a lot of great events today, aren't we?
We absolutely are, and weather's going to hold out for us. So,
yes, I hope so. Yeah, you know, we're seeing some snow here and there, and it's going to warm up a little by the weekend, and we'll talk a little bit about that, too. But tell us about the events that really weather doesn't play a part in. There's a lot of indoor things that are going on, right?
We have a ton of indoor stuff this year. We've got, of course, the puppet show, which has come back for the last couple years.
Yeah.
We got three show times. One starts at 11, and there'll be another show time at 1, and then again at 3 p.m. We've got the chili cook-off, which is never really kind of weather-dependent. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's never a bad time to eat chili. That starts at 11, and those are, you know, a lot of our local businesses are participating in those. The cutest baby and pet contest starting at 9, running to 4 at the old township right there on M65, the Resource Center. We also have the Arts and Crafts Show at the same time, so it'll be an opportunity for people to get in there, you know, vote for the cutest baby, cutest pet,
yeah,
and do a little bit of shopping for next Christmas.
Yeah, I like the way that sounds. Do a little Christmas shopping, and hey, help out too. You know, those donations go a long way.
They absolutely do. And of course, we've got, you know, later on in the evening, we've got the Hale Area Alumni Game.
Yeah.
The school is bringing back the basketball and the volleyball from the those who have graduated and played before coming back. And we're going to do another game. Went over great last year. We're going to do it again this year.
Boy, yeah, it is a very popular event. Good to see, especially some of those, you know, pre-2005 kind of folks coming on out and playing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the cool thing, you know, we talk a little bit about weather dependency. You know, the ice fishing contest is still going to be on, which starts at 8 a.m. Over on West Londo. Went out and checked it the other day. There is a good plethora of ice, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's going to be a bit of a problem with all the temperatures that we've having. The bed races are going to go off on at 11 o'clock over at Eagle Point this year. We had a blast with that last
year.
I don't know if you were able to attend or not. You know, we had a lot of the kids come out from the high school. Just an absolutely good time. Which kind of brings us to, like, the snow drags. And, you know, we are hoping that we get 2, 3 inches, 4 inches next couple of days, and it stays with us. We'll make that call Wednesday to ensure that, you know, hey, we've got enough to be safe, number one, because that's the utmost
right
in our mind,
well, sure,
making sure our folks are safe and taken care of, and that we can have a real good time with it. So there'll be something out there by Wednesday.
Okay.
As of right now, it's still an absolute go, so.
Excellent. Yeah, you know, weather-wise, it's looking pretty good for that, but a lot of things, and of course, it wouldn't be possible without some great sponsors, too.
We you know, it amazes me year after year. We have some great sponsors that return to us every year. You know, I mean, we've got some new ones we picked up this year. Kind of like to touch base with those. Nordic Sports has helped us out with the snowshoe race this year. They're doing a little contributing. Tubbs Snowshoes, Carol Wilson Real Estate, Schofield Real Estate, always been there for us. Kathy Janes, you know, I can't say enough for Kathy Janes and all woods as far as supporting everything in the community. And just everybody else, Progressive, the Bear Den, you know, the Bear Den's been there for us throughout the course of all of our events out here. Chemical, Calstone, Hale Hardware, the insurance company here, and our big sponsors, IPG and Wilson's, who actually do the main event type of stuff.
Right.
And you guys, you know, you've been great supporters along with Baker Hilltop and Wilson Septic and Iosco Ag and Main Street Pizza. We couldn't do it without you guys. And, man, I mean, we really, really appreciate you guys coming out with the support and the people and the volunteers, too. So.
Well, it's a great event, and a lot of people love to get behind a great winter event, Winterfest. This Saturday is going on pretty much all day in Hale there. Now, if they want more information about what we've talked about today, Don, how they get more info?
Well, they can go to our website, of course, which is haleyes.org. You know, if anybody's got any questions, that's the place to go.
Yeah.
That will give us, you know, some points of contact. If you got to get somebody specifically, that's probably the best resource to take a look at. or call Hail Area Association. They're always up for answering some questions, too. Two more quick
plugs.
We have a free concert on Sunday, which is kind of unrelated to Winterfest, and that's over at the, in his presence, Hail Assembly of God, and it runs from, I believe it starts at 5 in the evening, and that should be a great event. And, you know, I mean, we can't say enough again for the 150th year of existence, Plainfield Township celebrating 150 years this year. So, hey, you know, without that, where would we be, right?
Boy, no doubt about that. It's going to be a great year, and it's going to be a great Winterfest this Saturday going on in Hale. It's the annual Winterfest celebration. And Don McDonald from the Hale Area Association. Don, always a pleasure to get you on, my friend, and we'll look forward to a great day this Saturday.
Kevin, it's always super to talk to you, and hope to see you when you come out this year.